definitely true.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. Got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive.
Yes.
Country folks can survive.
We country folks can survive. Welcome to the show, folks, all you country folks out there, be ye in city or country. We are all country folks here at the Trump Phenomenon Radio Show, live on a Tuesday night, April 9th, 2024. And I'm James Kelso, your host for the next hour, 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. You're welcome to call in at 512-248-8252. Did I say that fast enough for you? 512-248-8252. And just to see whether you've carved that into the top of your desk or not, as you should have, carve that Republic Broadcasting number into the top of your desk. Also, carve the web address, republicbroadcasting.org. That is the address to which you can send your support of the Patriot cause. Give till it hurts. Good idea. The republicbroadcasting.org. You'll see all sorts of ways you can contribute, including buying products on the page. How about grass-fed, grass-finished beef? How about that? I'll tell you what. I've been watching some great stuff. Pardon me for starting the show with another one of my dietary consultations. But if you want to find a guy on the web who can really give you good information on what to eat, how to eat, ways to stay in shape and get in shape, I've checked out many, many, many people. I've enthused about a number of them on this show. My latest pick, number one pick, is Dr. Ken Berry of Nashville, Tennessee. Simple name to remember, Dr. Ken Berry. You can find him all over YouTube. He's made a bazillion YouTubes. They are so instructive. I find myself watching YouTube after YouTube of Ken Berry in Nashville, Tennessee. He's a family doctor. He's about 52 or 54 years old. He's got 30 years of medicine under his belt. And he's looks the picture of health. And he's such a positive person. But speaking about, what was I talking about that sent me into this? I don't know what it was. Red meat? Was it red meat? He recommends red meat. And I've been eating red meat a lot for the last few weeks. And it is, his diet is a carnivore diet. And it's it features red meat, beef. It is wonderful as a diet. I won't go into big detail here and so on. But he, if you had to have three pillars of what he's teaching, their standard keto diet ideas, and the subset of keto, which is carnivore, features these three ideas: cut the carbs, eat the meat, and get plenty of fat. Eat the meat, meaning eat the protein, but then make sure you get plenty of fat. So fat, yes, protein, yes, carbs, stay away as best you can. And the results are spectacular. And I've shifted my focus from, well, I'm going to lose weight. I already lost a whole bunch of weight with a keto diet. And I want to lose some more. But now I realize the real focus, if you really want to do this in a permanent way for the rest of your life, focus on health. First, health. You want to make sure you get rid of all possibilities. You want to get rid of the type 2 diabetes. You want to get rid of high blood pressure, hypertension. You want to get rid of fatigue. You want to get your energy back. You want to get rid of sore joints and build up muscle strength. Clear thinking. Boy, I'll tell you what, I'm going to get off of this shortly because this is not a diet show. And of course, I offer no dietary advice whatsoever. I'm just telling you my experience. I'm well into what's called acetic acid presence in my bloodstream or in my urine with keto strips. I'm testing very positive as being in keto, as they say. And that diet I described to you, low carb, high meat, high protein, considerable fat, does it. And I'm doing it the best I've done it ever, and I'm loving it. And all those good results I've talked about have already accrued to me, and I look forward to even many more. And the weight loss will occur. It will, I'm convinced, will ensue from the great health of eating the carnivore diet. I don't know, how did I get onto red meat? But anyway, so we'll come back to it some other time. I wanted to put that name out there for you, Ken Berry. Don't listen to Kelso. Listen to Ken Berry, Dr. Ken Berry. Boy, does he know what he's talking about. And then his guests are incredible. His guests are a Hall of Fame who's who of the carnivore and the keto scientific medical community, which is large and which is very eloquent. All right, so let's getting off of that and back on the Trump phenomenon. If I had to recommend a diet or some health advice to Donald John Trump, I'd recommend Dr. Ken Berry. Wow, he's the one who wrote the book I have here sitting right next to me, Lies My Doctor Told Me. Lies, big giant letters on the cover, Lies My Doctor Told Me. It's a beautiful book. I think I paid $35 for it. But it's glossy, it's heavy, it's large format, big book. Anyway, also highly recommended. But to Donald Trump, now he's done something right in recent months, maybe the last year. He's getting into shape. He's shed a bunch of pounds. He's swinging the golf club as never before. He's looking sharp. He's winning golf championships. That's right. Your president, Donald John Trump, 77 years old, won two golf championships in the Palm Beach area. He won a club championship and the senior circuit championship. Come on. He's competing against people that are real, you know, full-time golfers. What? Anyway, that's... And by the way, staying in great shape like that, something I highly recommend for everybody who's a patriot, for the obvious reasons. I mean, your health is your number one asset and your number one equipment for waging into the fight. So let's wage into the fight. All right, now a big story today, it's on everybody's lips, is abortion. And the president, somebody in the commentary I'm reading commented astutely, it might have been Charlie Kirk, who said the president weighed in on abortion one day ahead of something that really needs to be thought about, which is the Supreme Court of Arizona just ruled that an 1867 law in the Arizona Territory, not state, Arizona Territory, is in full force. And that law bans totally abortion. Now, where the heck did this come from? How did this happen? I don't know what prompted the Arizona Supreme Court to issue a ruling, such a bizarre ruling. But what the number of people who know what they're talking about in politics are saying is, this looks like sabotage. There are 7 members of the Arizona Supreme Court, appointed by 2 Republican governors, Governor Ducey and Governor Brewer. Every single member of the Supreme Court was appointed by a Republican governor, Brewer or Ducey. Are these rhinos? Are these part of the Bush cadre trying to wreck Trump's chances in 2024? Because Trump cannot lose Arizona in 2024. And this is something I'm going to talk about here, and I'd love to get anybody's comments on this and so on. If you want to go down with a sinking ship, if you want to fasten the ship's anchor around your neck and jump overboard, advocating federal total ban on abortion is a nice short way to do it. You will never hold nobody that you on your team will ever win any elected office in the United States. Anywhere. And it may be a little bit overstated. I'm sure there are some areas where you might. But on the national scene, as they say in New Jersey, forget about it. Forget about it big time. You're going to lose. You're guaranteed to lose. Now, so that's why I say this looks like sabotage. The 7 Supreme Court justices in Arizona, just out of the blue, pulled one out from under their robe and smacked us with it. Okay, we're going to an 1860s in Arizona, we're going to an 1867 Arizona Territory statute, which was updated in later years, so it has some more recent precedence. And this is not federal, this would be state of Arizona ban on abortion. Well, here's the problem with that. The worst thing you can do for unborn babies, the worst thing you could do for stopping abortions would be to lose to the demon rats, in which case the abortion mills will crank it up. And abortion will become just a run-of-the-mill daily activity in America. I think the current, so I just read an article that said 25% of babies in America are aborted. 25%. That would be, I guess, from conception all the way to birth. That's a huge number. That's millions. And here's the rub. If you are going to save any unborn babies, if you're going to with women's volunteer help organizations persuade pregnant mothers to go ahead and have that baby. Don't kill your baby. Have the baby. If you're going to do that, you better win some elections. Because if you lose everything, you got nothing. If you lose the Senate and the House and the presidency, you've got nothing. And then having lost all 3 of those, you will then, in short order, lose the Supreme Court as well and everything else. You have no chance of slowing down abortion in America. You must win. So here's the rub. And this is where Lindsey Graham, the president, took a Louisville slugger to Lindsey Graham today, saying, thanks a lot, Lindsey, you twerp. And this looks like Lindsey Graham. I think Lindsey Graham's a Democrat. He's a rhino. He's a plant. He's just like Mike Johnson. the Speaker of the House. And boy, was, oh my gosh. Marjorie Taylor Greene is now my number one candidate for vice president with Donald Trump. She actually just vaulted ahead of Tucker Carlson. She's my number one pick, Marjorie Taylor Greene. I would love to live in a country in which she is the president of the United States. She is the fightingest, smartest, heroic person in U.S. government. She stands even above Matt Gaetz. So, and she did a town hall last night. She did a town hall in, I think, Rome, Georgia, her home. I'll see if I can't play you a little of that in tonight's show. She was so incredible. It was unbelievable to hear a politician, a congresswoman, speaking so clearly and so truthfully about Mike Johnson, the SOB. He's a Democrat. He's not just a rhino. He's a Democrat. He's the guy who, behind closed doors, in the dead of night, got a $1.2 trillion omnibus bill shoved down the throats of the House of Representatives. And now he's working on a, is it 65 or 95 billion dollar boondoggle, murderous, worse than boondoggle. Boondoggle would be better than murder. A murderous package of lethal armaments to give to poor Ukrainian men who are being slaughtered by their own government, pushing them into the front of the worst bombardment men have ever faced. It's insane. Lindsey Graham, you go there. You go there, girl. We want Lindsey Graham on the front of the, out there with the scouting party, out there with the lookouts. We want you way right out there in front of your lines. Lindsey, strap one on, Lindsey. Wait, he already does that, doesn't he? Well, strap another one on and get out there in front of the lines, Lindsey. Miss Graham. But Donald Trump read him the Riot Act because he's advocating a national abortion ban. What's that? What's he accomplishing? What is Lady Graham accomplishing with that? Interesting that this gay blade has such an interest in procreation. He's sabotaging the Republican Party, just as he's doing with his "I never saw a war I didn't like" warmonger bullshit. The Democrats couldn't have a better friend in the Senate than Senator Lindsey Graham. So, and oh, okay, now let me give you the data. I didn't get to the punchline. Let's go to Ohio for the punchline, because Ohio in November of 2023, Ohio had an election on their ballot on specifically abortion. And Ohio is a red state. It's a MAGA state. It's a state from which Jim Jordan hails. It's a state Republicans regularly win, even without Donald Trump. And with Donald Trump, they win big in Ohio. Lindsey Graham, I don't think, likes that. I think he wants to make sure that doesn't happen. He's trying to make us lose in Ohio and other red states. Now, let me find the story. There's a story coming up here. I've got it somewhere on the election here. In this election, Ohio, and well, here's the point. Let me cut right to the chase. A majority of Americans do not want a total ban on abortion at the federal level. I'll explain that right after the break. Like the show. 'Cause the best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
We're back, folks. And, okay, abortion. Well, let's see. We got somebody here in the chat. Let me just see what's cooking over here on the screen number three. Nobody yet. Nobody over there in the chat. If you lose the election, the baby dies. Let me make a comparison. America supports... When the question of abortion comes up on ballots, those who say, who advocate a thoroughgoing or a complete or a total ban on abortion always lose. So that's not a very good way to save the babies. Lose. Lose every time. Lose the Republicans you have in the House and the Senate. Lose the Republican president you have by going for broke on something you know in advance is going to lose. What does that amount to? That amounts to basically self-righteousness. You know, I'm holier than thou because I advocate a complete and total ban on abortion. Now, the uh, The Ohio ballot, okay, I'm going back to Ohio, November 8th, 2023. That abortion ban lost in Ohio, and it lost big. It lost bigly. It lost, let me find the article here. It lost, I wrote it down, so if I can't find it, I can cite it for you. How do I lose these things? How do I do it? Okay. Ohio votes in favor of amending the state constitution to enshrine abortion rights. So on their ballot, pro-abortion won with 56.6% of the vote. The no's went down in flames, 43.4% of the vote. Ohio was the only state directly voting on abortion access this cycle in 2023. The campaign was widely watched across the country ahead of the 2024 presidential election as an indicator of how much voters are mobilized by abortion rights. Okay, here's the bad news, folks. For whatever reason, the abortion supporters out there are very motivated by abortion legislation. They will come out of the woodwork. They will organize. They will vote you down. And you will lose. So all that you could, controlling the border, controlling the national debt, defending America, getting out of international third world war, starting insanity in Ukraine, all that goes down the drain. And here's what happened in Arizona. 7 Republican-appointed Arizona Supreme Court justices just ruled no abortion in Arizona. I don't even, why did they take it upon themselves to make this ruling? Was there some, what case? Was there a case involved? But it comes out like it was a Supreme Court made up of Mitt Romney, Lindsey Graham, assorted rhinos, who want to defeat MAGA. They want it to they want to drag it down. They want to put an albatross around MAGA's neck. And you can leave it for some other time. This is a practical question. Who are the people voting for abortion? Well, you know, the important question is, how many of them are there? And there are, provably, a lot. And they can beat you every time. So you don't want to go there. You don't want to lose. If you win in the House, win in the Senate, win in the presidency, you can save babies. You can make abortion as it once was when I was younger, which was it was rare. It wasn't 1/4 of all babies get aborted. You can make it rare and save the lives of babies. What counts is, what effect do you have? Not how morally self-righteous are you. What effect do you have on saving the babies? So this was not good news in Arizona, with the Supreme Court in their 7-0 upholding of an 1867 complete ban on abortion. So there you go. There's that one. Now, let's go to, let me see, go to my assorted screens here, and to what the president, oh, well, let's go to a break. While I organize my screens, we'll be right back.
Manners were praying and hearts beat fast, and everybody thought that they'd breathe their last, except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
Big John.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Health Simple with Colorado Shilajit. Fact bit number one. What goes in must come out. Whatever we ingest, breathe in, or transfer by contact must be expelled. Expelled directly as burned calories, through perspiration, respiration, or expelled via urinary and gastric channels. Every element that is not properly used or removed by our bodies become toxins. And toxins, as we know, are causal to every disease and ailment. Toxins are what makes us subpar, unable to be at our best. Be your healthy best by cleansing your body of daily and deeply embedded toxins. Live stronger, and we hope live longer. Shilajit, legit Shilajit, that is, like Colorado Shilajit, is perhaps the greatest homeopathic whole body remover of toxins made by Mother Earth.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com. Or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
There's a hole in this country where it's hard used to be. And no glory is divided on fire in the street. They say building back better, make America great. If that's a wave of the future, all I've got to say, stick your progress
where the sun don't shine. Well, I'll tell you who stuck it where the sun don't shine here is Marjorie Taylor Greene. What a woman. What a hero. And I'm going to connect this with my abortion opening plot. Marjorie Taylor Greene just slammed Mike Johnson. She hates this guy. She says she doesn't. No, she's a very generous person, so maybe she doesn't. But boy, does she slam him as a traitor. She says he's a Democrat. He's not a Republican. He's a complete plant. And she says he's being blackmailed. He's done everything Chuck Schumer wants. Everything. He hasn't done one single thing that patriot Republicans want. She did a town hall yesterday in Georgia, her district in Georgia. She said Kevin McCarthy was better than Mike Johnson. A lot better. Now, that's pretty bad. And she has a few friends. She's recruiting more to make a motion to vacate the office. Get rid of Mike Johnson. He's got to go. He just put through a 1.2, is it trillion? Yeah, $1 trillion omnibus bill that includes abortion, funding abortion, not just making it legal, paying for it at clinics built by the federal government up to 9 months. Mike Johnson, who pretends to be a Christian, he single-handedly killed hundreds of thousands of babies. Thank you, Mike. A very Christian thing to do. He single-handedly killed billions, hundreds of thousands of babies, maybe millions. $1.2 trillion to fund for funds that include all the abortion clinics that the left wants. You know, in the state of North Dakota here, there is not a single abortion clinic. There might be one in Fargo. I'm not sure. Haven't checked in a while. This whole state doesn't have any abortion clinics. So if a woman wants to get an abortion in North Dakota, they're going to go somewhere else. But that's what North Dakotans, which is a Trump state, red country, put in. That's what the president wants. Is what will win. If you win, you can defeat a $1.2 trillion omnibus bill, but not with Mike Johnson in there, doing it all in secret, not consulting Republicans at all, not making it public, not last minute, concealing the contents. That's what. Now let's listen to this incredible woman, Marjorie Taylor Greene. We listened to her last night, interviewing with Tucker Carlson. Now let's listen to her at her town hall in her district in Georgia. And this is an hour and a half. She stands for this entire thing. Boy, does she look good. I mean, she is fit and trim. I think at one point, she is fit and trim. I'll look it up, maybe 40. I don't want to be careful estimating a woman's age, 40 something. I'll look it up for you. But man, she is on fire and she looks great. And here she is giving a town hall with her constituents, taking all the questions, which she's pulling out of a fishbowl at the podium. Listen to this remarkable woman. This is my new number one, above Tucker Carlson, Marjorie Taylor Greene. So what's the ticket? Trump Green. Trump Green. That's a great sounding ticket. Trump Green. And if she goes with her maiden name, she did divorce Green. But, you know, ladies who divorce a guy sometimes keep that guy's name because their children bear that name. So for the sake of the children, keep the names under different reasons for people. It's complicated. But if she went with her maiden name, Trump Taylor. Whoa, there's a ticket. Trump Taylor. Trump Taylor in 24. It's kind of like Trump Tucker in 24. Okay, so listen to her. Here's Marjorie Taylor. That's where that middle name comes from. That's her maiden name, Taylor Green. We're learning more about this remarkable woman. Well, we'll know much more about her if I can get my volume working. Let's see, what site am I on here? Why is this not playing for me? I must have it muted. Let me look. How did I do this? Okay, this doesn't make sense. I wonder if they're killing it somewhere. They're killing it. Let's just hit refresh. How can I not be hearing her voice? I've done everything right. Okay, I'm just going to hit refresh. Let's see if this brings it back. Okay. Bear with me, ladies and gentlemen. Here she is again. And let's go. Why are we not hearing Marjorie Taylor Greene? What did I do wrong, folks? I was just listening to her moments ago. Where am I? Oh, okay. Let me try over here. Oh, there's a, you know, you have different mute buttons. Here's the one. Okay. Here she comes. Oh, I love this woman. Okay. This is her district town hall. Well, wait a minute. This isn't the town hall. Where'd the town hall go? Okay, here it is. Here it is. We got it now. All right, get ready. Hold your horses. Here she comes.
Of the House, do not tell me that this is the way we have to govern in a divided government, because that is a lie. When Republicans in the House are in the white flag before they have even taken a step on the battlefield, yes, they are giving everything over to the Democrats, and we will win nothing. And that is the leadership we have in Washington, D.C., and I will not tolerate it.
Yes.
I won't tolerate it.
Go.
Let me tell you, this is going to get worse. Okay? That was just the appropriation bill where we completely lost our opportunity to do anything to secure the southern border and to stop the Department of Justice, stop the FBI, hold them accountable. We failed on every level because our Speaker of the House tied our hands behind our back and worked with Democrats. But it's about to get worse. How, do you ask me? We go back to Washington tomorrow. I have a flight tomorrow morning. But you all were the most important people that I could talk to before I go do my job this week. Here's why. They want to reauthorize FISA. Do you all know what FISA is?
Now, folks, Mike, piece of crap, Democrat, rhino, worm, snake, backstabber, Johnson, is pushing to reauthorize FISA, which is the unconstitutional demon rat DOJ method by which they initially tried to take down Donald Trump, illegally spying on Americans by the hundreds of thousands. Some of you have been, some of you sitting there listening to this show, you were spied upon. You don't even know it. You won't ever know it until 24 FBI agents in 12 vehicles with battering rams and dogs and maybe a helicopter with a searchlight bash in your door while your children are asleep in bed. That's America? That's America? That's happening all over America. That's not America. Oh, James in Vancouver, come on into the conversation.
I heard Marjorie Taylor Greene and I just had to call in.
Oh, yeah.
D.C. has always been a problem.
I'm sorry, what's always been a problem?
Well, you know, she's not going to tolerate D.C., and that's great to listen to. I got to see the cat fight now. It's going to be a good fight.
Yeah. Oh, I'll tell you what, I don't give good odds. Anybody who goes into the ring with Marjorie Taylor Greene, no, I don't give good odds.
Let her go bare knuckles. It's okay. Sure.
Absolutely. She'll body slam anybody that goes in there. And the she is wonderful. Now listen, let's listen to her a bit more here, because this, you know, yesterday we heard her interviewing with Tucker Carlson. I was transported by that interview, by my heretofore favorite guy for VP Tucker. Marjorie just passed him coming down the stretch. I mean, my goodness. Now let's listen to her. She's in her home district. She's got her voters, her citizens of her district, sitting around her, in front of her. Now listen to her. This is yesterday, last night.
Yes, do you remember how FISA has been abused by the FBI? They spied on President Trump and his team and his staff during the Russia hoax. They have spied on hundreds of thousands of Americans by unconstitutionally warrantless spying. Well, Mike Johnson is bringing us back because he wants to reauthorize FISA because it runs out on April 19th. This is not an annual reauthorization in the government. This is for 5 years.
5 years.
5 years. I want you to imagine, after we have watched our government spy on the American people, totally violate your rights, your freedom of speech, censors you on social media, make sure that you were kicked off of social media. How many people have been kicked off of Facebook? Yeah, Instagram, Twitter. Yeah, okay. There's some good people in here. Thanks for coming. Yeah, guess what? I was permanently banned on Twitter for a whole year, too, as a sitting member of Congress. Our government wants to silence your speech.
Right.
Our government wants to know what you're doing in your private life. Our government wants to take this a lot further if Democrats keep control. Oh, a lot further. They want to know how you spend your money, where you spend it, who you spend it with. And if they get their way, they'd love to have a digital dollar where they can turn it off when they want to. So reauthorizing something like FISA is a serious issue. It is something to battle on. Our government should never be able to spy on Americans without going to court and getting a warrant.
Now, on each of these issues, she's pasting Mike Johnson right in the kisser over and over again, right in the kisser. And she's got the balls to do what none of these other weenies in Congress have the balls to do. She's
I know that. Neither does Lindsey Graham. Go ahead.
No, absolutely. These are complete weenies, like the weenies who won't go after them. They're all.
Did I tell you I worked in D.C. as a lobbyist?
I'm sorry.
24 years ago. I did it.
You've made it, James. You've made an amazing recovery.
Well, no, nobody would do anything because it was so locked up. I was lobbying for special medicines, right?
Yeah.
They just wouldn't touch it because they're locked into, big pharma. But go ahead.
Oh yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I'm just funning with you there. Okay, now let's listen.
Okay.
Let's go back to Marjorie. I said it in my show summary last night. I'm in love. And we use that. What was that song? Once upon a time, I was falling in love, but now I'm just falling apart. Something. It's a total eclipse of the heart. Bonnie Tyler, who was born on my birthday, June.
You know the song, yeah. Tina Turner, What's Love Got to Do with It?
Yeah. Well, anyway, I'm in love. I'm in love with Marjorie right. Taylor Greene, even though our world is falling apart. So here she is.
What is the excuse they're going to give us? Marjorie, we have to reauthorize FISA because we could have a terrorist attack on our country. You want to know what I want to say back to them? You should have shut the border down. If you're worried about terrorism, then we should mass deport people, not allow them in the country, take care of them with Americans' hard-earned tax dollars, give them a place to live, give them a school for their children, give them health care, and also let them vote. It's pretty easy. Americans should never be spied on without a warrant. That is wrong. But that's what we're going to be going up to vote on this week. And Mike Johnson has got it all worked out so the deep state gets their way. You will see us do amendments. You will see us argue about it up in Washington on the House floor, but the deal's already been done.
The deal's already been done. Mike Johnson is a traitor. Mike Johnson of Louisiana, you people out there in Louisiana, melt his phone line. He's a traitor. Mike Johnson must go. He must be driven from the temple. He must be driven out. He is a traitor.
The deep state's going to get what they want. That should never happen. Speaking of borders, let's talk about the country that most of us cannot find on a map, but that the Democrats and many of the rhinos think is the 51st state of the United States of America, and that's the country of Ukraine. Now, do we have a heart for any country that is under attack. Of course we do. We want the best for the Ukrainian people. We want peace in their country. That is what we want. 70% of Americans want peace in Ukraine. That's what Ukraine deserves. Ukraine does not deserve the United States federal government funding a war with billions and billions of dollars in our military equipment, which is the best in the world, in order to slaughter an entire generation of young Ukrainian men.
Wow, we'll hold it right there. Take a quick break. We'll be right back with James in Vancouver.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org. T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, we're back, folks. And very nice. I'm just looking here. We have just minutes left here. Let me look at my watch. Well, we got a couple minutes left. James is with us. So welcome, as he always is. And James, I'm telling you, Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Yeah.
What a woman. I mean, to me, she's my woman on a pedestal. What a
quintessential
paragon. She is a goddess. She is wonderful.
Greek goddess.
Yes, and she
ancient
is.
Ancient Greek women were pretty tough.
Yeah, she's a. Anyway, she won. Where did she come from? She took over her father's, I believe, construction business. So she's a brass tacks, okay. Hammer and nails woman who took over
her
construction business.
Brass knuckles.
She's not a social justice okay. warrior. She got furious.
Nope.
She says in this town hall she had in, I think, Rome, Georgia, which is just a small town of like 33,000 or something. She said, I got angry. I got pissed. That's why I got in. So she won in 2020. Yeah. Get this. This is God's country. In her congressional right. district, she won as a total newcomer. She beat the deep state candidate 75-25. 3-1.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the naming and shaming. She knows how to do the naming and the shaming.
Yeah.
Naming
make my reservations for Northwest Georgia. Okay.
And the voters like that, by the way. The voting public loves the naming and shaming. They
yeah,
like
and
that.
And now, how did she do in 2024? I mean, in 2022. Again, she beat the pants off of another. And now, by the way, the left was organized. They knew, oh, who Marjorie Taylor Greene was. First election, she came out of the blue. They weren't ready for her. The second one, they had all their stooges and all their millions and millions of dollars lined up against her. They still lost 66-33, 2-1.
Right.
They lost
right.
in Northwest Georgia. So now let's listen a little bit more to her, but I want to build her up. She is just 24 karat gold. She's the best. Oh, by the way, she's 49 years old. And
oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Maybe she can have a run at the presidency sometime.
Oh, that's why I want her for VP. Yes, I want her for
there
president.
There you go.
Well,
after Donald Trump.
Yeah. To our from our lips to your ears, Mr. President, Marjorie.
Yep, there you go. We did it before.
Yeah, we'll see you
remember
see you tomorrow night.
Neck.
See you
right
tomorrow
on.
Night,
Thanks.
Folks. Thanks. So long.
Don't stop.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because